listener production.
Hey there, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. 34 cattle have died and 7 have been injured following a truck rollover in the goldfields. Police say a cattle truck left the Coolgardie Esperance Highway and flipped near Norseman on Friday afternoon. The driver received minor injuries. A helping hand for seniors across WA, the state government investing more than $8 million into expanding the delivery of the Seniors Card program and elder abuse support. Seniors and Ageing Minister Don Punch says it's an issue we need to combat.
Elder abuse we know exists. It's a scourge in terms of people who want to live the best lives being subject to elder abuse, particularly around issues around property and finances.
Two people have been airlifted to Royal Perth Hospital following a serious crash near Wiluna. It happened around 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon when a grey Toyota Land Cruiser Ute driving south on the Goldfields Highway left the road and rolled. The 18-year-old female passenger sustained serious arm and leg injuries, while the 33-year-old male driver suffered a minor head injury. Investigations are underway. Anyone with dashcam footage relating to the crash is urged to contact Crime Stoppers. And East Kalgoorlie Primary School remains closed almost 3 months after elevated mercury levels were found at a nearby property. Students will stay at South Kalgoorlie Primary School until the facility can reopen. The school closed in mid-February after police allegedly uncovered a backyard gold smelting operation at a neighbouring property. In sport, the women put on a show in the Goldfields Footy League at the weekend. It was a draw between the Railways and Mines, both teams scoring 22 points, while Boulder thrashed Cambalda, the score a huge 112-0. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.